Human Rights Watch accused the Israeli army of using phosphorus bombs. The organization drew attention to the increase in severe burns these explosives cause. It warns against using these in residential areas.
She is lucky despite her injury. Jamila Al-Hayash from the Tafah neighborhood in eastern Gaza answered questions from Al Jazeera with a constant smile on her face.
Me, my cousins, and my siblings were playing on the roof. All of a sudden, a missile landed on us. Then I blacked out, and I don't know what happened after that.
She had a complete amputation of her two legs as a result of her severe and deep burns. Her concerns were how to clean up the Palestinian environment after Israel has been using what some call unspecified weapons for a long time. The weapons caused the injuries in these pictures, which Al Jazeera was forced to blur out to mask their horrific nature. Severe and very deep burns that reach the bones. The limbs are amputated as if they were sawed off. As for the martyrs, they were so severely burned by extremely small holes that you cannot even see in an x-ray.
We don't see anything in the x-ray. After some time passed, we were surprised to find severe internal bleeding. The doctors go into the operating room and they can't find anything. All they find inside the stomach is bleeding from the veins and arteries. There is a substance being used that cannot be seen by the naked eye and that cuts these veins and arteries, leading to the death of the patients. And the doctors can't do anything.
Nothing has been confirmed yet, but all the signs indicate the possibility that Israel is using DIME weapons, or dense inert metal explosives. They are American weapons that are still experimental. Experts consider them as model weapons for what are called surgical attacks that avoid collateral damage. Thus, unspecified weapons are being used in the Gaza skies. Meanwhile, others, which are banned from being used in attacks on residential areas, are also being used. White phosphorus bombs, which are not supposed to be used except to provide cover for soldiers' movements, were also seen in the skies of Gaza.
It is obvious that the Israelis are using white phosphorus bombs. There are no other bombs like it.
White phosphorus is usually used to destroy a target by burning it. It was used in Iraq against the city of Fallujah. Israel, which has not yet revealed the type of weapons it's using in Gaza, denied these allegations. Perhaps Jamila is not really convinced of this denial. She is aware that she survived the worst and most horrific situations and that she can still achieve her dreams.
My wish is to become a news anchor, a journalist.
The injury of the child, Luwai al-Subh, who lost his sight as a result of an Israeli missile landing on his home in Beit Lahia, remains a mystery that confuses doctors due to the strange way that his face was injured. From the Shifa Hospital, Luwai tells his story to our correspondent, Tamer al-Misal.
Peace be upon you, Luwai.
Peace be upon you.
Luwai, what happened to you?
Everyone started saying that the Jews had withdrawn. We went to the house, we got our food and drinks, and we got our clothes and all our stuff. Then we went outside the house. My brother called my dad and asked him if he could get a jug of water from the house. My dad said yes, and my dad went back to get a jug of water, and we were waiting for him. While we were waiting, we got hit.
What happened when they hit you?
We were injured, all three of us.
Then what happened? Did they take you to the hospital?
Some girls came and took us out. After they took us out, my father came and wrapped us up in blankets and got us out. He took us to the mosque in Beit Lahia, the Salim Mosque. The ambulance then took us. They left two people bandaged and took us to Shifa Hospital in Gaza. Thank you very much.